理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 15, The Second Monster. My family was very worried when they saw me, and they were frightened that I would not answer any of their questions. I could not tell them anything. I had to leave them immediately to save them from the monster. But weeks went by, and I could not find enough courage to begin to build the second monster. The thought of the work gave me bad dreams. I knew the monster would do something terrible if I broke my promise, but I also knew that the job would take time. I had to study for many months before I could even begin. During these weeks, my health became better, and my father was very happy. One day he said to me, "Victor, it is time to end our sadness over William's death. We must continue our lives, my son. You know, your mother and I wanted you and Elizabeth to marry. I hope this will happen one day soon. I am growing older, and I would like to see you happy before I die. Father, of course I want to marry Elizabeth. I love her," I told him quickly. But I was thinking of the terrible promise I had made to the monster. Before I could marry Elizabeth, I had to create a wife for the monster. It was the only way we could all be happy. While I was at home, I read about some experiments on the human body. These experiments were being done in England, and I decided to go there and do my work. I wanted to do this terrible job very far away from the people I loved. So I told my father, "Father, I have some work I must finish in England. After that, I would like to travel a little to become completely calm and healthy. Then I will marry Elizabeth with love and happiness." My father and Elizabeth were happy when they heard my plans. They wanted me to go to England, but because they were still worried about me, Elizabeth asked my friend Henry Clerval to travel with me. At the end of September, Henry and I left Geneva. We traveled through France, Germany, and Holland before arriving in England. I spent 4 months in England reading the new information about the human body. During that time, I found all the tools and materials I needed to build a second monster. After that, Henry and I spent 2 months visiting friends in Scotland. But by then, I knew that I should have begun my terrible work many months ago. I did not know what would happen if the monster learned that I had not yet started to make his friend. Would he hurt Elizabeth and my father? Was he following Henry and me? I imagined I saw his ugly yellow eyes following me everywhere. On the days when no letters came from my father or Elizabeth, I was afraid. I followed Henry everywhere, afraid that the monster would hurt him if I weren't with him. Finally, I decided when to start and where I would work. But first, I had to get Henry to leave me. I told him, "We've been happy in Scotland for some time now, but I need to be alone for a while. Maybe a month or two. Why don't you stay here? I'm going back to England, but when I return, I'll be the same happy Victor you used to know. I will be a much better friend, I promise you." Henry laughed. "Really, Victor," he said, "you know I want to be with you no matter where you're going. But if you want to be alone, that's fine. Just come back quickly." I had told Henry I was going to England, but this was a lie. Instead, when I left Henry, I went to the Orkney Islands, some small islands near Scotland. One of the islands had only 5 people living on it, and I wanted to work there. I rented a dark, dirty little house. It had 2 small rooms and dirty paint on the walls, but I did not care. I cleaned the house and made 1 room into my workroom. Then I finally sat down to begin my work. I hated my work more and more as I built the horrible monster woman's body. Sometimes I could not go into the workroom for days. Other times, I worked day and night and did not eat or sleep. I thought back to the first monster I had made and remembered how excited I was. Then I did not know the horror of what I was doing. How stupid I was. I only wanted to become a great scientist. Now I knew the meaning of what I was doing. I hated the monster for making me build him a friend, but I hated myself even more. Whenever I worked, I looked around me, thinking I would see the monster in front of me every second. I raised my eyes constantly, fearing to see the monster appear in front of me. But the work was going well. I was almost finished with the second monster. I would give the woman life, and both monsters would leave me forever. Why, then, was I afraid all the time? I had a feeling that something bad was going to happen again.